viewers stand a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to sunny Los Angeles. Watch The Bold and the Beautiful weekdays at 6:30 p.m. Answer an easy question via SMS, and you could rub shoulders with the stars. Win with SABC One. Zanti for sure. Terms and conditions apply.
Afternoon Talk on SAFM.
I'm chatting to Zubeda Jaffa, who's a veteran journalist. She's also presented the thoughts on the narrative at the Critical Conversations Forum at UFS, that's the University of Free State, where she's currently there, of course, employed there. She's also a writer in residence at the campus itself. So we're asking about that new national, fresh national narrative. It means effectively putting a news story on the agenda, isn't it, in layman's terms. What may be your thoughts on that issue? I'll take three calls very, very quickly, then get Zubeda to respond. Philip Dexter, of course, I often say this once of COPE, but maybe we should leave it out, Philip, all of the ANC now. Hi. Philip, hi.
Thanks, Ashraf. I've got my own new narrative.
Of course.
I wanted to say, I think what Zubeda's raising is of crucial importance. I love it. I'm in full support of her. I've one slight difference in that I think there are other narratives which are equally important, and one of them is a narrative of youth in the country, which, you know, draws somewhat on the liberation thing, but somewhat on other parts of our history as well. And, you know, I think that we've got to find a way to have this conversation, because without it, there's no way of building a nation. So I think what she's saying is of crucial importance to us, and I really think it's probably one of the most significant debates we need to have. So all power to you, Zubeda.
All right, thanks for that, Philip. Okay, we'll get Zubeda's response in just a sec. So, and if we do in fact need a new national narrative, and if we do, then, in fact, what should that narrative be? So you think about it. You have your views as well, of course. I know that. Naeem in Alberton, let's get to you. Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon. Greetings to you and your guest. Excellent topic and an excellent analysis from your guest. I think she has correctly identified the three core narratives. You know, the other narratives will probably be very marginal. The narrative going forward, I would put forward, ought to be social justice for everybody. I understand what your guest is saying. There are sort of impediments to accepting those narratives. And I would identify two major obstacles. Firstly, by a person even considering changing or adopting a new narrative means he's got to leave his previous narrative. Now, that's very, very difficult, because it raises up a question of identity, of worldview, of values. You know, for example, the Afrikaner may have to, come to grips with that our wasn't really just, or our value system wasn't really a good value system. Same with the sort of the liberal narrative, you know, America and Europe are not really the bastions of civilization. It's a very difficult concept to actually internalize and adopt. You know, your own self-worth, your own identity, your own value system comes into question. And it's a very difficult thing. And obviously, on the other level, there are vested interests. You know, power, people that have power, economic power or whatever power, are not just going to give up that power.
Indeed. So, well, the question then, who crafts the narrative? Thanks for that.
Thank you.
I think maybe one is the narrative, but then who then decides? In fact, how do we push a certain narrative? Who has that power? So, lots to think about there. Andre in Freiburg, hi.
Hi, Andre.
Yes, you're on the air. Go for it, Andre.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. How are you? Are you well?
I'm terrific. Go for it.
Excellent. Ashraf, being an old Kofsi student, by now I'm quite old as well.
All right.
But be that as it may, I've got one concern about this whole thing. In the first instance, I fully agree we must have this discussion. It's a very important discussion to have, because we are going to end up by the end of day where we realize that we are short of new narratives to take things forward, take the nation forward. But what concerns me, I don't want to contribute to that. I think there's a lot of people that is going to come up with some very, very interesting ideas and facts around the new narrative. So my contribution now is this. I just feel that I need to come up somehow for the Afrikaner, in terms of your listeners as well, to explain from the Afrikaner's point of view how this thing would be approached. Now, the very first thing that I would like to put on the table, coming from the Afrikaans, there's one thing that we need to understand clearly. I think the Afrikaner has made peace with the fact that the struggle was a just struggle. We have abandoned apartheid. We have subdued all our standards and our way of living in relation to that and to be on par with that. That to us is past. We need to look forward.
Mm-hmm.
What concerns the Afrikaner, though, is that amongst the other ethnic groups, especially amongst people that feel that they can still relate strongly to the struggle, they tend to bring up the struggle issues, to bring up apartheid, to bring up colonialism, things like that, and that is, to me, one of the largest or the biggest obstacles to overcome if we want nation building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my contribution, Asraf.
All right, thanks for that, Andre, and maybe we'll hear from Andre again, maybe and have a broader discussion on some of the other issues affecting just the Afrikaner community specifically. So, Beda Jaffer, of course, she's the author of bringing this issue of a new narrative on the agenda. Read the article in the City Press of the weekend. Maybe just Google it if you need to find it. Talking about Google, we talk about Google and how you can make money through Google in the tech media slot after 2:30. So, Beda, interesting points you may have heard from some of the callers. You may want to comment on that very briefly.
Yes, I particularly want to say something to Andre. I have only recently, in January, started, you know, being associated with a campus at the University of the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the Free State at all. So coming there, of course, I come with certain preconceived ideas. And I must say I was really amazed to see how much progress has been and how students work together and how they try and make sense of the new situation. Now, the question I posed to them when I gave this talk at the university was, you know, they are aware that there was, you know, that the university's got a history, and then they're aware that there was a bit of a crisis 4 years ago, or a major crisis, and now they find themselves in a new situation. But what is their story? What is the story that they're going to craft? What is going to be the COFSI story? Can't ignore what has gone before, but at the same time, it must be a story that Afrikaner students and African students, all the different student groupings, can relate to and be proud of. So I think that similarly at the campus, and wherever we are, if we're setting certain directions and goals, we've got to try and see what are the essentials that we all can kind of be comfortable with. I'm not saying I know what that is, but I'm saying that surely there must be. I mean, for example, at the university, at least they've discovered at least about 6,000 of the students, 30,000, are not eating regularly. Surely part of the narrative can be that COFSIs don't let anybody go hungry on their campus.
Mm,
they can be, you know,
of course,
so but that doesn't mean you've got to belong to a political party to do that. You can belong to any. You can still believe in your Muslimness or your Afrikanerness or whatever you want to believe in, but you've got a certain set of directions because you understand that you have to have a common story so that you can get things done.
Okay. Tell you what, I want to pick up on that, whether the current narrative is in fact divisive, or and if it is so, how then do we actually get unified behind a single major narrative? You can just think about that. We'll get your answer in a moment, Zubeda, and we'll take the calls as well.
It's time to get ready to roll on Gauteng's e-roads. E-tags are available from dedicated e-toll outlets at shopping malls, e-toll customer centers along the Gauteng e-road, and from selected Checkers, Pick and Pop Right stores. If you're a group of 50 or more, call 0800 SANRAL or 0800 726 725 and we'll bring your e-tags to you. To qualify for the discounts, get tagged. There is more to know, so keep an eye on the press for details.
What do you really need from a bank to run your life? Think about it. Isn't managing your money simply about paying, saving, and borrowing? I want my salary in a transaction account that gives me interest. I want savings plans with high interest, and I want quick credit at affordable rates. Nothing more. I found a bank that provides me all of this in one easy solution. Global One from Capitec Bank. For all your essential banking needs. Simple. Capitec Bank. a registered credit provider.
If you are going to watch One Afrikaans TV show, why not choose Pasela? It brings you the South African lifestyle like no other.